Welcome back to Embrace the Green Photography Podcast. I'm Sherry Christensen, and I hope you'll enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome back to episode 24. It's been quite some time since I've sat down and done a podcast, so I may be a little rusty. It's also raining again. I'm not quite done harvest. We are down to the last 2, maybe 3 days to go. Secondly, I want to apologize for my stuffy nose and cold. I've got a bit of a cold and my allergies are in full swing. One, I have to be the only farmer on the planet that is allergic to dust and mold. And my job these days requires me sitting in a high amount of dust. So antihistamines are my friend, and I sniffle and sneeze a lot this time of year. So that's why I may sound a little bit different than usual. So I know a few of you have been saying, when are you putting out another podcast? And I keep going, when it quits raining, when I get the crop off. And I'm not there yet, but I decided I would sit down today and put out episode 24. There have been no more emails coming in for the free film giveaway, and I thought, well, time to close it off and put closure on that. So I thought I'll sit down and catch you up on what's been going on. So like I said, it has been a lot of harvest weather, bad harvest weather, and this year it seems to have drawn out the time taken to much longer than usual. So it's been mildly stressful. Add on to that during the rainy periods, my husband was in a car accident with our car, and he's okay. He was going in to watch the local boys play hockey and hit a deer on the road, and the car is a complete write-off. So I spent quite a few of our rainy days dealing with that, and there's a lot of paperwork involved. So now I'm down to just driving my old clunky farm truck and sharing the one good vehicle we have with my husband. So after we get done harvest, I now have all that paperwork done up. I have to go car shopping, and let me tell you, that is one job I despise. First of all, the part that I really despise the most is the price, and I can't get by with a small car that is affordable where I live. And for what I do for a job, I need a pickup truck and four-wheel drive. So that is an expensive vehicle. Now, we did have a car. It was a full-size car, and it was not very practical. So we've decided to go the practical route, and I've also been pricing out vehicles, and yeah, I'm not impressed, but it looks like I'll be taking out another bank loan to get another vehicle. But we all go through this, right? This is part of normal everyday life. So what have I been up to for photography? Absolutely nothing. I still have to shoot my October Frugal film roll. And I also joined up to Junior Wyatt's half-frame project with half frame photography, and I still have yet to shoot my test roll in my camera. And that starts November 1st, and I'm looking at the calendar, and that's like less than 10 days away. So I better get my button gear, right? Yeah. That pretty much sums it up. So I was thinking maybe I might try doing something a little bit different for the October Frugal Roll. We're supposed to have a theme of spooky, and if I get the chance, I was thinking maybe I should try the flash outside at night and try a few frames that way. Just, it's been so dark and rainy and gloomy today. I've actually had the lights on inside the house all day. And I have a lot of windows in my house, so there just isn't a lot of available light. So it might be some flash work. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, this is episode 24, where I had mentioned earlier on that you have all wanted to enter the free film giveaway. Well, this is it. So let's read the emails that have came in from our entries. So let's see, I'm just pulling them up on my email here. Michael Newman. Hello, Sherry. Greetings from Maine. I just started listening to your podcast this summer. Fantastic. Please enter my name in your film giveaway drawing. Best, Michael Newman. You're in, Michael. And thanks for listening. Troy Werner. Okay. Let's see, I replied back to Troy, and there's actually been more than, we had a bit of a conversation going on, but he started out, just thought I'd drop you a line or two to let you know I love your podcasts. Hopefully your harvest podcast listening and harvest weather go as well as planned. And the last bit of summer, farewell. Well, we really didn't have much of a summer, but we're not getting much of a fall either. But we're going, and he says, I hope it is prosperous for you. The crops were actually, considering the weather, pretty darn good so far. I admire your earnest endeavors for highlighting your takes on film photography and the fun it sounds like you have with the art. I do have a lot of fun with it. Isn't that the point? Just a little background on me. I grew up in Waterloo, Ontario. Somewhat unfortunately, only because it is a bit of a wasteland of cities and highways. Busy people doing busy things. In 1996, I visited a friend I knew in high school who moved to Whistler, Squamish, BC, and I ended up staying for 7 years. That is a beautiful area. In the time that I worked, traveled, and got to know the region like a good Ontario boy would, when presented with a mountainous landscape instead of a flattish landscape, I was fortunate enough to get work planting trees like I did when I was 19 in Northern Ontario, specifically west of Thunder Bay and Timmins. Only that time was north of Williams Lake, Prince George, and Smithers, BC, and then on to Little Smoky River near Valley View, Alberta. So with that, I've been in your neck of the woods, and it is a beautiful place, and your beautiful photography reflects that. Well, thank you, Troy. I thought I'd reach out to let you know the new format works really well, and I find your message really works to inform the facets of film. I grew up shooting film as a pre-2000s, and people usually did, and just recently, over the last 5 years, picked it up again. Partly due to nostalgia and practicability, as well as the inability for my digital cameras to last longer than 2 years without prompting a fatal error. after less than 5,000 shots. Wow, that is brutal. I first bought a Canon AE-1, but not too long afterwards, the advanced lever cap unscrewed and I was lost, so I put it aside. I liked the results it reproduced. I then moved on to a Pentax P3 I got for $50 from a war veteran I bumped into on a bus until the lens started misfiring, so my gas forced me to put down and pick up a Pentax Spotmatic. Until the same idea as the P3, my film development went awry due to something I couldn't figure out. The film was blank. The last film developer in town received a slew of used Konica cameras from a customer, so I quickly grabbed up a T3 from him. Used it for a few months and left it behind at a festival, never to see it again. Oh no! So now I've adopted a Yashica F3 Super 2000, loving it so far. Testing out a bunch of Ektar 100 for the first time ever, a bunch of Fuji Superior 400, and just about to load some Fuji 200 as soon as possible. I appreciate your time giving to analyzing and playing with your gear and film, as I'm more interested than ever in playing and testing my gear and film to see what works best with what I see as value. I've shown my 8-year-old son the basics of film photography, and he gets a kick out of playing with his own and with my cameras and seeing the results. So my question is, once your harvest is underway and you have the time to look inside the van you referred to as, or your fridge, I'd like to enter your giveaway contest to try out some of your film stock, and I'll forward you the results if I win the giveaway, of course. And luckily, there's no extra shipping fees across Canadian borders or exchange rates. Okay, thanks for the IG follow. I've been on Marathon Film Podcasts the last few weeks, glad to have found yours. P.S. I am at TTW underscore on IG, in case you're wondering. Anyway, I thought I'd reach out to let you know I like what you're achieving. We do hear you. Thanks, kind regards, Troy. What an excellent letter. And you know what is the best thing out of this entire letter? Troy is teaching his 8-year-old son film photography, and his son loves it. So on to the next generation. That is awesome. Okay, Troy, you're in. And Betsy Carl. Hi, Betsy. Please enter me in the free film giveaway. Okay, you're in. I wanted to reach out to you. I do think the audio quality is improved and noticeably so, but I do miss hearing the little bits and pieces of everyday life. I have an idea, a podcast from inside the combine. No? Why not? Would the arrows go all wacky? No, but you probably wouldn't hear anything besides grumbling and rumbling of a big machine. And perhaps you can help me. I'm still struggling with dust specks on my negatives. Any suggestions? I'm using the microfiber cloths and blowing them, but still, they are there. Sometimes the spot remover tool in Lightroom is not doing a great job. No, Betsy, sometimes that spot remover tool in Lightroom does a bad job. It just picks the wrong spot to fix the dust speck. My suggestion there is to you can place your spot remover on the dust speck, and then it'll show you where it is selecting from, and you can drag that wherever you want. And sometimes heel on the top there is the best choice, and sometimes it's not. Just try clone. Try both of them and to see what works best. It's different from every single situation. I enjoy your podcasts very much. I will admit, I do tend to be brand focused. Hence this beautiful new Nikon F100 making its way to me. I shoot a Nikon D500 and I'm looking forward to sharing the lenses. And I'm brushing up on my Canadian accent so the F100 will not feel left out. Beyond that, I admit to loving everything with the roll I name. So I have a Rolleiflex, a Rollecord, a Baby Rollie, and a Rollie 35. Unfortunately, I don't have the funds to indulge in what would be addictive with Leica, but I'm very fortunate that a kind individual gave me his dad's Leica M3 plus 50mm Summicron lens. You lucky duck, Betsy. I think that may not have any additions made to it. Big grin. Have a wonderful day and congrats to your soon-to-be new camera, Betsy. I hope you're loving that F100, Betsy. I loved that camera a lot. All right. Let's move on to George Larkins. Hi, Sherry. I will use the film to continue my street photography in Metro Detroit. I would love to win. Well, George, you are entered. I hope you win. Mike Williams. Okay. Now, Mike Williams has my Nikon Pronia that I donated on the Negative Positives giveaway episode, and he has gotten some really great results out of it. Let's see. Hey, what's better than film? Free film! LOL. I've been enjoying your podcast. Keep up the good work. Alrighty. You are in. And Mike, I just have to say, I am loving the APS shots that you have gotten out of that Pronia. I'm so glad it was of use to you and it found the perfect home. Next up is Rob Lutz. Free film giveaway. Enjoying the podcast so far. Thanks, Rob. Thank you, Rob. I'm glad you're enjoying them. And your name is in for the draw. Who is next? Jason Manriquez. I cut off all of your name on the email here. Excuse me. Hey, Betsy, the cuckoo clock's going off. That's for you. So, Jason, shooting film is a very collaborative process for me. It's more than a conversation with my film and camera. It's more like a dance or a scene from a theatrical play. It's very of the moment, defined by a myriad of tiny limitations that all intersect within an image. It marries my perspective at that single instant with all of the influence inherent of that experience. The photo then has to be coaxed and encouraged through development and post-processing, by which time, regardless of the image itself, even a relationship has formed, a brief romance, a creative fling, just another episode in my growing love affair with film. Hey, Jason, can be found at on Instagram at This Mighty Peril. That was a really cool email. I quite enjoyed that. And I'm glad you love film. So you are entered in, Jason. Junior Wyatt. Okay, Junior says, thank you so much, Junior. Well, thank you, Junior. I have had a lot of really great conversations with you, and I'm glad you're enjoying the podcast. So, who was this one from? Okay, here's another. The next one is from Christine Pinnock. What we want to hear. That's the problem with electronics and cameras, where the total manually benefit. That's why I don't understand people saying paying silly money for electronic cameras. Anyway, I would like to enter into the free film giveaway, Christine. Alrighty, Christine, you are entered. And next up is Chris Henderson. He just writes, free film giveaway. Awesome, thanks. Thanks for listening, Chris. Sean Nelson. Sean Nelson is from Utah filmphotography.com. Sean writes in, hey, I enjoy the show and I'd like to be entered into the free film giveaway. Sean, isn't that exactly what I quoted when I announced the film giveaway? That was not very imaginative. Did I just open a can of worms? I know your sense of humor. But anyway, Sean, you are entered. Next is Eric O'Hara. Hello, this is Eric O'Hara. I was holding off on emailing you for the free film in hopes that someone else who is more need may claim it. But heck, if no one wants it, I'll take it. Also, the new mic is much clearer. I've listened to all of your episodes so far, and the difference is noticeable. Thanks, Eric. You know what? If you happen to win this giveaway, I'm going to put a challenge out to you. I want you to give this role away to someone who is just taking up film shooting. That would be awesome. Someone who's never shot before. Then you wouldn't feel so bad about claiming the free film. Robert Lanes, I didn't want to be the first, but since you mentioned it, I will partake in the contest. Awesome, Robert. You weren't the first. But anyway, none of these have came in order. So that's everybody who's entered. So what I have done is I have taken all of your names and I have used the wheelofnames.com. And I'm going to spin the wheel, and I'm going to spin the wheel 3 times. And here we go. It's spinning. Who's going to be the lucky winner? It is Chris Godfrey. You won. Please send me an email with your address and I will get you some free film into the mail as soon as I can. All right, number 2, here we go. It's spinning. Who's it gonna be? It is Robert Lanes. Robert, you weren't the first, but you're a big winner. So just shoot me an email and I will mail you some free film. And number 3, third time is the charm, right? Here we go. Troy Werner. You win. So that's it. That is the free film giveaway. So don't forget to get in touch collect your, or send me your address and I will send you a care package with some free film. Chris, Robert, and Troy. And I hope you enjoy. Let me know if you have any preferences over black and white, color, slide, and if you like expired film. Because I have a little bit of all of that in my fridge. And congratulations. Anyway, so now that the big excitement is over, I think I'm going to take a little few more minutes here before we wrap up and say that I've been thinking in the combine that I might have a few guests come on in the future. These guests will be ordinary, everyday photographers like myself, like you, the listeners. It's not going to be a regular thing, just once in a while. But I thought I would start doing that just to provide a little bit of variety. I'll just maybe message a few people that I chat to on a regular basis about photography and put together a small segment and just basically be shooting the, I have to say it, beep. Anyway, just chatting about film in general and their experiences and film gear, and I just thought that might be kind of fun to add a little variety. So there really hasn't been a whole lot extra going on here. I guess on one rainy day I did actually restore and reskin a Nikon FE that I had here. I was not going to buy more cameras, but I seen this one sitting there and it looked a little shabby. It had the leather had a ding in it, and it had, I call it patina. It's got some brassing in where the paint has rubbed off on the back, and there was a lens on it, a Series E 50 millimeter lens, and I thought, you know, this is all surface stuff. So I picked it up and bought it, and because of its appearance, it wasn't really that expensive. So I brought it home and I threw a test roll through it, and that came out fine. It shoots beautifully. So I thought, what can I do to improve the look of this camera? So I cleaned it all up. Since it's all working, you might as well give it a good clean job. And I thought, what? It's just the surface that looks so bad. So I ordered new leather and new seals for it, because the seals that were in it, they weren't like leaking, but they were getting brittle and crumbly. So I just thought, well, it needs new seals if someone's going to use it. So I ordered a new set of seals for it, and I had another one here that takes the same seals that needed done. So I did that, and then I thought, we're just going to order new leather. But the big thing with this is, who knew picking leather for your camera could be so darn difficult? And what I mean by that is, yeah, I could get black. That's what was on it. And it would just look the same as it did before. But with the brassing and the patina that was on the back, I thought, let's enhance that. Let's give it a new look. So I chose a brown leather. Now it's not a light brown, and it's not a chocolate brown. It's just a nice medium brown. And I thought, I hope this looks good. So when the leather arrived, and it happened to be one of those rainy days, and my husband was sitting watching some show on TV that I thought was boring, so I sat down and did this leather at the table while chatting with him, and I got peeling away because I did a Yashica FX3 before, and it was really easy. And the last panel that I went to peel off. I peeled the leather up, and there was something under there with wires, and I went, but actually all it was a small brass plate that was protecting the wires. So it wasn't even really attached. It was just sitting there in the glue under the leather. I certainly wasn't expecting that. But when I was all done and finished, the camera looked beautiful. I actually even thought about painting some of the area where the paint wore off, but with that brown leather, it goes so well that I'm not going to. I'm going to leave it original. I'm also going to run another roller through to it just to make 100% sure that it's working fine, and then it can find a home. It's been restored. It needs to be in a different house because I already have my FE that I love so much and have actually spent money to CLA it, so I don't need to. So I'm going to release this one come November, December. I just have to get the time to go out and shoot it. So that pretty much has been it. Other than that, not much is going on. I'm sitting here looking at the rain falling and being disgusted, and then I'm also thanking God it's not snowing, because that would be much worse for things. I should be out shooting my Fugle roll, but it's raining and I'm cold. And when I say I'm cold, this is Canada, right? It's the end of October. I don't care what they say, and they say it's fall and it's not winter. But when you get up in the morning and your dog's dish are frozen solid because it's minus 10 Celsius, yeah, it's cold. So now I have a workaround for that. The dog's dish actually plugs into the wall and keeps warm, so she always has lots to drink. My dog's pretty dang spoiled, the big mutt. But anyway, so I didn't go out today. I'm going to have to get my winter coat out, I guess, and just go out and suck it up and shoot something tomorrow, because obviously I will not be in the combine then. Yeah, so if you have any topics or ideas that you would like me to talk about on upcoming episodes, I would welcome them. I'm pretty much really out of the loop here in photography right now. I haven't been keeping up on the Facebook groups, the only thing I've been keeping up on is podcasts, because I've had time to listen to them. And even for a couple days there, I got behind. So it's going to be lots of time of catching up on things and regrouping and getting my ducks back in a row like they were when I first started out. Who knew that harvest break was not going to be 6 weeks, but actually 2 months? I'm so sorry about that, but let's all blame Mother Nature, because she has not been cooperating. No, I'm just kidding there. I can't help the rain, and nobody else can either. But here we are, and we've had the free film giveaway, and I did it an episode early because I was going to do it on episode 25, but I did it this time because it's went on long enough, and I told you all that mid-October was when it was going to be. So now we have to think of a few new topics, and I would love to hear what you all think and give me a few ideas, because guess what? I'm running out of things to talk about right now. Can you tell? Is that what you would call verbal diarrhea, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, so yeah. I'm just gonna check my time here. How can I fill up? We've got 3 minutes to go. So I guess the thing is, if you would like to follow my personal photography, you can find me on Instagram at RuralRoute1Film. You can follow the show's photography at embrace_the_grain. You would maybe see a little bit of going on. The FE, Nikon FE I talked about, I did post a photo of that up there when I did that. I just really need to get my butt back in gear and get going, and I guess today would be the perfect day to mix new C41 chemistry, because I know I have 2 rolls that I need to shoot and get developed right away. So with all of that said, I guess today would be a good day to do that. But to be quite honest, the couch is looking pretty good. A nap is sounding rather awesome. So, I think that's what I'm going to do. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this show up, and we will talk to you all soon. Don't forget to email me your address, those of you who have won the free film. Bye for now. Take care. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I'd really love to hear from you. Now, there's a few ways you can get in touch. You can use the Anchor app to do a 1-minute call into the show. You can record a voice memo on any smartphone and email that into the show, and I'll play them on air. Or you can just send me an email at embracethegrainpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send me a direct message over on Instagram. You can find me at embrace_the_grain. I'd really love to hear from you. And until next week, take care and don't be negative.